T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I thought Old Horse might start with Reunited. He likes to play that when we're back together. Ron, this was our longest break, our longest time without each other since they formed Cook and Joe. What was it, about 10 months ago?
2 weeks and one show. I was off for 6 shows. You were off for the last 6. So this is the first time we've been back. It's good to see you. You've aged quite significantly since I saw you the last time.
20 years or so.
You look a lot older. You're tanned. You're rested. Somebody said, oh, you must be glad to see Starkey back. I said, yeah, in a way, but it comes with its own challenges, too. So I missed it, East and everything else. So we tried to make you feel, keep you part of the show, but it was hard.
Yeah, did my voice come through once in a while?
Once in a while. Eric Hagman would do an E every now and then, so it worked out okay.
Of all the people.
It's great you're back. Did you have a good vacation?
I did. It was great. We played wiffle ball. We played basketball. We went swimming in the ocean. I didn't think about the show hardly at all.
You didn't miss me at all, did you?
Friday, I wondered
frankly,
how things
no.
went. Yes, of course I missed you, Ron.
Quite frankly, you didn't
yes.
miss me one little bit.
Who'd you have on? Joe Namath? A lot of Joes. Joe Block? Who else?
Joe Namath was on last week. It was good. Namath was a lot of fun. I was able to get him last week. I wish you would have been a part of that. You would have enjoyed
it. Oh, I love him.
He's a character. I'm going to see him. He's coming back to Beaver Falls, not next week, the week after. I'm going to see him.
What did I miss? I mean, in terms of local media,
you
there was a big Cervelli blow up. Yes,
yeah,
we had
guess,
that going on.
I guess you really didn't miss much, though. I see next week I'm putting in for the week of the All-Star break before you do. There was nothing going on all week. Seriously. The Pirates played Sunday, and then everything's off until Friday. I left here Friday afternoon. It was an early game. I got done at like 1 o'clock. I'm thinking, man, I'm fired up for this weekend. These are going to be great games. And look what happened. They get swept. And
they
not only get swept, looked bad doing it.
Outscored 22-10. So, yes, they go into the weekend 2.5 games out. And you got to take one. But now they come out of it, Ron, 5.5 out. Plus, they're virtually tied, at least in the loss column, for last place. So, you know, it's interesting when people refer to the Pirates these days. It's, well, now they're 5.5 out. Well, they are, but they're also essentially tied for last place.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like, which are they? And, you know, we'll pick up where we left off 12 days ago or 16 days ago or whatever it was. With how do you appraise this team right now if you're Neil Huntington? Like, what
That's
are
crazy.
They?
You know, I said before I left Friday, Joe, that I didn't like the pitching that weekend, the way it was set up. Archer, who actually pitched well on Friday, gives you some sort of hope that maybe he's going to get it going. I thought it was his best game since that Washington game early in the year. But I didn't like, the way Lyles had been pitching, and I didn't like the way Trevor Williams had been pitching. I said I feel better about Musgrove and Agrizal going the first two games in St. Louis. As it turned out, Archer was good. I mean, 6 really strong innings, and, you know, I'll take that, 6 strong. And then, I mean, Lyles doesn't give you a chance to win. You're down 7-0 in the first inning. Williams, he's had 4 starts since he's come back from that little hip or side thing, and he's been awful in all 4. I think he's given up like 23 runs in 22 and a third innings. And those two guys have just been awful.
Ron, I still see opportunity here for the Pirates, and I'm talking opportunity for next year. I mean, if I'm Neil Huntington and Bob Nutting, and Frank Coonley, and I look at this team, in some ways it's been an admirable team, what they've done.
It's a very likable team, absolutely.
And they have, but the real point for me on the field is I see some young talent out there. I do, at some key positions, and I see a golden opportunity that I may never have again to supplement that moving forward. So I'll come back to Vasquez, I'll come back to Marte, and I think that this is the perfect opportunity, unless I believe that this team can win the World Series and I'm willing to supplement. Like I see Ke'Bryan Hayes now, red hot. Travis Swaggerty is a guy who's mentioned in trades. You have Keller. You have people you could trade.
Will Craig,
another one. I'm looking at the positive here in terms of how this club is going to be moving forward, and I see great opportunity. Again, you might never have this again with Vasquez. Is he ever going to be in this state right now as a great, great, healthy pitcher with years left on his deal? The way I look at it, every day he goes out there is one day less on his contract. You know what I mean? He's a dwindling asset. So I'm looking at this as an opportunity to strike if I'm Neil Huntington. How about you? For the future.
You know what? I'm going to defer that answer, defer the judgment on it, because we still got 2 weeks to go. I mean, they go to St. Louis and get swept. It becomes a lot more clearer, the options. It's still, they don't have to make any deal. I mean, they don't have to decide this until July 31st. This is what, the 15th?
Unless a deal presents itself that somebody then moves on from.
Yeah, I guess. But I think if somebody can get a Vasquez at that price for those years of control, they're not going to want to move on. Maybe they'll even get more desperate if you wait. I don't know. Marte, I have no problem with. Vasquez signed for, what, 4 more years at a ridiculously low price. That's the Pirates.
But think what
you
could get, Ron.
I know.
For instance, I get it. A young catcher. Their catching situation right now is not great.
The Dodgers, that's double-A guy, is supposed to be can't miss for them.
So, I mean, if you could get a package.
You know, I've known a lot of guys in double-A and even triple-A that are can't miss, and then they miss. You
sure.
Know?
No so, doubt. There's
I mean,
no doubt about
you
that.
You know, you got to trust your scouts and see. I'm just not quite ready to do it yet because I think the division, the teams all have their flaws. Milwaukee, I don't know what's going on there. I mean, they lost
starting
again.
Starting pitching.
They lost again, but you figure they're going to try to add something. So,
well, let me read you something. I was on vacation, and this struck.
You never stop working, do you? You never stop working.
I was enjoying myself with a nice giant industrial-sized cup of coffee. Joel Sherman, you know him, baseball writer?
I do know Joel. Yep.
Very good at what he does.
Yes, he is.
This was in the New York Post, and it was about the Indians looking to deal Trevor Bauer. Here's the lead to the story. Indians, 12 games. Season high, 12 games over 500. They've cut the Twins' lead, 11-game lead, in half in 3 weeks.
And they're also a wild card team, right? Right now, they're in the wild card.
So why might Cleveland still sell, Sherman asks, because not all selling is the same. When it comes to Trevor Bauer, they could try to mimic what the Rays did last July 31st with Chris Archer. You know of him, Ron? Yes?
I've heard.
Trade an established starter for players that not only project to help in the future, but in the present. That type of deal right now. And the Rays had a ridiculous record down the stretch. They were 37-19 down the stretch last year. I just see opportunity. A closer to me is a necessity if you're fighting for a world championship. But for a team like the Pirates right now, that, let's be honest, Ron, you don't think they're going to win the division. Like what percent chance would you put on them winning the division?
Not very high. It's funny you mentioned. I thought I heard something over the weekend about Trevor Bauer. Did you see what he did over the weekend?
He gave up 5 straight home runs.
Max Kepler.
Yes.
Ties major league record with 5 consecutive home runs. I know he's a good pitcher. He's the one that he and Garrett Cole hate each other.
Yeah. Oh, right? He's really good.
They play. I mean, he's supposed to be a jerk from everything I understand. But they played together at UCLA, and I know they have not fond memories of each other. Yeah, it's an interesting strategy for a team that is in the wild card right now. They're not looking up. They're in it.
So you spin him for guys who can help now and in the future. Like Sherman said to me, Ron, not all deadline deals are the same.
Right.
They aren't. Not all giving up on a really good player right now. Not all those kind of trades are the same. Now, the difference is I think that Bauer can be a free agent pretty soon. I hear both sides of it. I do. When I look at this Pirates team.
It's like everything else, Joe. There's always two sides to every story. But Vasquez has just signed for so long. It's such a great price.
Which is one of the reasons.
He'd be very attractive.
He would be so attractive.
Plus the fact that he's a nightmare, literally and figuratively.
And the Dodgers would be a team that is just desperate. And that's what you want.
Bauer is making $13 million this year. He has one more year of arbitration before he's going to be get some big bucks.
Yeah. 412-928-9370. What are the Pirates right now And what should they do? We've seen a couple pitchers go in the past, what, the past week?
Homer Bailey and Cashner.
And Cashner, right.
Boy, I was never, I mean, Homer Bailey, geez. You see what he's making this year?
How much?
23.
Oh, man.
That was the Reds gave him that deal.
Yeah.
$23 million. Then they sold him to L.A., and, you know, L.A. got rid of him. But that's a lot of money for a bum pitcher for me.
Well, you wrote it the other day, Ron. Their starting pitching, it remains the question mark. Let's hear what Neil Huntington had to say about that. And also, something that was said during the All-Star break that I want to bring up. A former Pirate talking about the way the Pirates approach the craft. And I thought what he said was real interesting. He seemed to try to take it back, but the words are out there. We'll talk about it on Cook and Joe.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.